The ship was a mess after the battle, and what was left of the engineering crews worked around the clock to keep the aging cruiser in one piece. Nearly one-third of the tech staff had died during the flight from Reach, and every department was running a skeleton crew. Everyone else went into the freezer, of course. Non-essential personnel always got an ice nap during a slipspace jump. In over 200 combat cruises, Marcus had clocked fewer than 72 hours in cryostorage. Right now, though, he was so tired that even the discomfort of cryo-revival sounded appealing, if it meant that he could manage some uninterrupted sleep. Of course, it was difficult to complain. Captain Keyes was a brilliant tactician, and everyone aboard the Autumn knew just how close they'd come to destruction when Reach fell to the enemy. A major naval base destroyed. Millions dead or dying as the Covenant burned the planet to a cinder, and one of Earth's few remaining defenses transformed into corpses and molten slag. All in all, they'd been damned lucky to get away. But Sam couldn't help but feel that everyone on the Autumn was living on borrowed time. The intercom buzzed again, and Sam swung himself out of the bunk. He jabbed at the comm control.
"Marcus here," he growled. "I'm sorry to wake you, Sam, but I need you down in Cryo 2.
Tech Chief Shepard sounded exhausted.
"It's important."
"Cryo 2? Sam repeated, puzzled.
"What's the emergency, Tom? I'm not a cryo specialist." "I can't give you specifics, Sam. The captain wants it kept off the comm,"
Shepard replied, his voice almost a whisper.
"Just in case we have eavesdroppers."
Sam winced at the tone in his superior's voice. He'd known Tom Shepard since the academy, and had never heard the man sound so grim.
"Look," Shepard said, "I need someone I can depend on. Like it or not, that's you, pal. You've cross-checked on cryo systems."
Sam sighed.
"Months ago, but yes." "I'm sending a feed to your terminal, Sam," Shepard continued. "It'll answer some of your questions anyway. Dump it to a portable pad, grab your gear, and get down here."
"Roger,"
Sam said. He stood, shrugged into his uniform tunic, and stepped over to his terminal. He activated the computer and waited for the upload from Shepard. As he waited, his eyes locked on a small 2D photograph taped to the edge of the screen. Sam brushed his fingers against the photo. The pretty young woman frozen in the picture smiled back at him. The terminal chimed as the feed from Shepard appeared in Sam's message queue.
"Receiving the feed, Chief,"
he called out to the intercom pickup. He opened the file. A frown creased his tired features as a new message scrolled across his screen. File encrypted, eyes only, Marcus Samuel, NSN 18273-18209-Mike. Decryption key, personalized, Ellen's anniversary. He glanced back at the picture of his wife. He hadn't seen Ellen in almost 3 years, since his last shore leave on Earth, in fact. He didn't know anyone on active duty who'd been able to see their loved ones for years. The war simply didn't allow for it. Sam's frown deepened. UNSC personnel generally avoided talking about the people back home. The war had been going badly for so long that morale was rock bottom. Thinking about the home front only made things worse. The fact that Tom had personalized the security encoding was unusual enough. Reminding Sam of his wife in the process was completely out of character for Chief Shepard. Someone was being security conscious to the point of paranoia. He punched in a series of numbers, the date of his wedding, and enabled the decryption suite. In seconds, the screen filled with schematics and tech readouts. His practiced eye scanned the file, and adrenaline suddenly spiked through his fatigue like a bolt of lightning.
"Christ," he said, his voice suddenly hoarse. "Tom, is this who I think it is?" "Damn right. Get down to Cryo 2 on the double, Sam. We've got an important package to thaw out, and we drop back into real space soon."
"On my way," he said.
He killed the intercom connection, his exhaustion forgotten. Sam quickly dumped the tech file to his portable comm pad and deleted the original from his computer. He strode toward the door to his cabin, then stopped. He snatched Ellen's